Nathan Beaulieu, does he have to wait now to get back in the line?
I don't know the answer to that yet for you. I don't know what the terminology is. Like, he's the St. Louis game, the Boston-St. Louis game was right at the kind of opening door of the window. So, you mean, everybody knows he's coming off a broken bone, so he's taking a hit. So now he's, you know, healed, and he's back practicing right. But I got to weigh what I've seen in the last two, right? There would not be at all an easy out for me there. There wouldn't be a guy that I could go in. And you could almost expand that back to Carolina in these last four games. Really, since the pairing switched in a lot of ways, there's not going to be an easy conversation for me to take a guy out based on the hockey if Nathan's to go in. So that's what I'm weighing on tonight.
It's a good segue, because what has the team done then defensively? It seems like in both the last two games at least.
I'm going back to the simplest. It's two things as a coach you've got to be mindful of. Walking in when your power play's not going and telling guys to shoot the puck, that's awful general. And when you're struggling, walking in and saying you got to work harder, right? They need something more specific. But at the end of the day, for the five-on-five part, it's just competing way, way harder. And when you're saying that to the media and your fans read that, I mean, I'm sitting at home, if I was listening to them going, wait, what do you mean? Like, aren't you working as hard every day as hard as you possibly can? It's no different. It's no different almost than a physical capability, a capacity. What's the analogy? If you put me on a bike today, I couldn't go very hard on it. But if I had to go on that bike every day for 6 months, I might be able to do a little more. There's a mental capacity to learn and how to work that hard every night for young players. And we've put four together in a row where I've got nothing to say about the compete. And usually when you do that, and I didn't think, even though we gave up goals in the two games coming into the break, I didn't think we gave up nearly as much in those games had we prior. So it is. I would say it's just as simple as they're working way harder. And you knock a couple more pucks down, you spend a little more time in the other team's end. There's not the easy ice in your own zone. You're battling, competing harder, taking away the easy offense from them, especially a real good offensive team in the last two. Did a real nice job against Boston. 5-on-5 for sure, and a reasonably solid job against St. Louis.
So to quantify that, I guess trying to understand how working harder looks, I guess, on these, is it just being more alert, aware? Like, what is it that...
Engaged, right? Like, there is a big, big difference between a real young player, for the most part, and an older player in that environment alone. And you can grab Blake if you want to and ask him, you know, the style and his engagement when he first came into the league. And, yeah, he scored. Like, he's a good player. But there's a big difference between his game now and what it was when he first came in. And we go through that with all of these guys. That you'll have players on your group that have never really thought about blocking a shot in their life. Like they come through junior and their world juniors and all that, and this is a pure skill game. And it's touching the how I play is how my hands feel that night. And for some of them, it's whether the guys around me get me the puck enough, you know. And then they get into the National Hockey League game, and for us to get to another level, for those men to develop into hard players, they've got it engaged on every shift.
There's plenty of examples in hockey and across sports of teams that have achieved special things, and they'll point back to a point in that season or a time where they had struggle and came out on the other side of that and how that helped along the way. I'm interested in your thoughts on failure as a teacher or a motivator or maybe even just setting a reset button and how it could potentially apply to this team.
I would stand here with more confidence in that this is the environment that we're right in, that idea of what you said. Like, I feel it in terms of an acceptance of what you got to do, where you got to get to as a team to give yourself a chance to win if one of those six or seven guys was coming back. Because I thought in Carolina, in Boston, there's not much more to ask of your hockey team, and we didn't win those games. So we're going to try to do that every single night, work as hard as we did in all those four games. We're probably still not going to win every one of them, but we can win enough. If we can't, if we do the things that we've done in our last four games, from now until the end of the season, you're going to have one or two you don't like in that, right? Nobody's that consistent. Nobody can be. But if you can get to that level, then your team is getting better. Like, you got a chance to win. If you don't get to that level now, this year, you're not winning. But if you don't get to that level at some point, you're never winning. Right? It's never going to happen for you. But building that your core is that engagement, constant engagement in the game, constant engagement in the hard parts of the game, and you got a chance to win.
And so what is it, though, then? I mean, you take a look at St. Louis last year, or, you know, there's a ton of examples. What is it about maybe that struggle and coming out on the other side of it that makes you that much stronger? Can you quantify that?
Not quantify it, but I can tell you, where do you go when you're not scoring and you're giving up too much and you're chasing games and you get bent mentally in a position that you're not focused on the things that are going to help you win. And then when you get to that, so, I mean, if you want to lose, you saw our first, you know, we're an extreme example with St. Louis, because we saw them in the first half of the season where they ended up in last place and put up 8 on them one night, could have put up 12 in that game. And then they beat us 1-0 at the end of it. We're still better than they are, I thought, offensively in that game. And then that's a pretty good series, pretty hard team. So they got to the point where hard compete on every shift with all they had left. Right, that was the only place they could go. Bunch of things, right? That goaltender comes in and makes a big difference for them. So now, then your confidence grows. Now you're feeling it. You're feeling good about yourself, and pucks start going in the net. And by the end of it, you're going, man, you're scoring goals. You're really feeling it. But that's not the starting point. That's the end result.
Paul, what did you see from that Pionk-Morrissey pairing? Obviously, two really tough matchups in Bergeron and O'Reilly, and they obviously handled it pretty well.
In general, if you can take the top two scorers of the other team and shut them down, you really increase your odds of winning. So that's what those two guys did for us, get out against the other team's best and give us their best chance to win. They were real good with that. Now, I like the structure of the other two. From the time Boteto and Spezza went together, they've been instantly good and hard, and they understand each other's game. And Kulikov and Niku have moved the puck well. They have. And they've moved it well enough that, you know, we've got two kind of offensive lines. If you can get Morrissey and Pionk and Niku and Kulikov out behind them a little bit, they defend well enough, they can move the puck, give you a better chance to generate some offense.
Speaking of that, but what can Sami Niku do maybe to improve on the physical side of things defensively?
I think it's more brain work, like experience. So he's never going to be dropping guys. Like, we're not asking Sami to go into the corner, put a guy on his ass, grab the puck and go. That's not going to be his game, right? They're bigger men that can do that, so that's what we ask them to do. You make sure you're heavy in those corners. The idea of the penalty, the freehand penalty, is something that you would have seen Josh Morrissey and even Toby Enstrom. Like, those two guys led our team in holding penalties just like that. And one of them is a veteran. So that's a real challenge for a smaller man to take on bigger men. And it is totally about experience. Now, there is some strength and there is some experience. How many times can you keep that event from happening, right? Go back and get it first. Use that speed and your hand skills so that one-on-one doesn't happen as often. That's a big part of it. And then the next, when you get into that, how do you handle it? So it's the first thing you'll see the smaller guy do is get his hands out into here, and that's a tell, right? The refs are looking for that. So teaching those guys to keep their free hand off their hip and keep it into the, and not wrap around, and then the reach in can't be as big. So a big man can reach in and smother you at the exact same time. A smaller man, all he gets is the reach in, and he's still not big enough. He's going to wrap up. And that doesn't work, because those big men can get off the wall. So learning how not to get caught on the inside with your arms and using your feet to position yourself. Josh is exceptionally good at it. Neil is incredibly good at it, but they would have learned that, right? It takes time to learn that. So those kind of, if you want to call them mistakes, I don't know, forgive is the right word, but I'm not looking for excellence in that department in this part of his game. What buys him time for our hockey club to continually put him on the ice when those things are happening is he's got to be able to move the puck then. What he is good at, and he did. Like last game, it was pretty good off a D-zone faceoff out in the middle, up the pipe, three up the pipe right on the tape, a couple of good pulls off the wall. He can do that in the offensive zone. So as long as that's there, we will be patient in the time it takes him. He's not going to get it right. He's got lots of room to physically mature, as all those young guys do, but he can get stronger. He can become more fit. A big chunk of it is he can learn to go hard in practice because we don't practice long. These are all things that they would have never done before, and now they have to.